You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Gary Joyner knows the makings of a notable historian, and he has a profile of one today.
Perhaps once in a generation, there comes a historian that has both tremendous insight and ability to inspire the public over a wide range of historical topics. Barbara Tuckman did just that. Born in 1912, Barbara Wertheim Tuckman authored 13 books, countless articles, and won two Pulitzer Prizes in her 77 years on Earth. During her career, she lectured at Harvard, the U.S. Naval War College, and the University of California. Principally known as a military and political historian, she was one of the most popular authors of her era. Her interests spanned time from ancient Palestine to the High Middle Ages, the American Revolution to 19th century Europe, and World War I to the American foreign policy in China during World War II. Tuckman was a native of New York City, the daughter of a banker who later published the magazine The Nation. Her maternal grandfather was Henry Morgenthau Sr., a close confidant of Woodrow Wilson. She graduated from Radcliffe College, but was self-trained as a historian. She worked for the Institute for Public Relations and in the early 1930s became a writer at The Nation. Writing for the magazine, she went to Madrid during the Spanish Civil War and wrote moving pieces as a partisan for the Loyalists. She rallied against the United States isolationist stance in the face of communism. During World War II, she worked as an editor for the U.S. Office of War Information. Tuckman's great love and passion revolved around books and telling history for what it is, a long, elaborate story with heroes and villains, good and evil, good deeds, and missed opportunities. Irony played a large part of her sagas. Her most famous book, for which she won her first Pulitzer, was The Guns of August, published in 1960. The book describes the events leading up to World War I and the first month of fighting in that tragic conflict. It is one of the finest pieces of historical analysis ever written. When John F. Kennedy took office in 1961, he placed a copy of this book at the seat of each of his cabinet members. He told them to read it from cover to cover and that this would not happen again on his watch. She won her second Pulitzer for Stillwell in The American Experience in China, 1911 to 1945. Her most insightful book on the craft of being a historian was Practicing History, published in 1981. In this book of essays, she wrote of the manner of writing history and the vital importance of why we should read history. These essays were published from the entire length of her career, and in them, she defined, perhaps for all time, what it means to be a historian. Tuckman's beliefs can be summed up in quotes from some of her essays. Books are the carriers of civilization. Without books, history is silent. Literature dumb, science crippled, thought and speculation at a standstill. The unrecorded past is none other than our old friend, the tree in the primeval forest, which fell without being heard, and to put away one's own original thoughts in order to take up a book is a sin against the Holy Ghost. I have been privileged to study under remarkable history professors. And though I never met Barbara Tuckman, she was one of the great muses for me as a budding historian. She made me think as she continues to do so today. Like any good historian, Barbara Tuckman made me yearn to learn more. She helped to teach me why history matters.
Commentator Gary Joyner is an associate professor of history at LSU Shreveport. His commentaries air every Tuesday morning at 7:35. You can find an archive on our website at redriverradio.org. Morning Edition continues in a moment on Red River Radio.